This is the World of Agriculture, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The fight is continuing for clarity on the Waters of the U.S. rule. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is asking the Environmental Protection Agency for changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. David Schilling, AFPF Public Policy Counsel, said the group wants the rule brought in line with the second VEPA Supreme Court ruling.
The problem is that under the current definition, everyday activities on the farm, whether it's plowing, planting, fence building, and so on, could trigger enforcement by the federal government under the Clean Water Act. Farmers really need to focus on farming, not seeking permits just to accomplish the core tasks that make their work possible.
Schilling said the current rule does not follow the precedent set forth in second VEPA, which is clear about the boundaries of regulating the nation's waterways.
By not following what seemed to us to be very clear legal guardrails in that case and other precedent, the current EPA rule imposes regulations that are inconsistent with the law and burdensome to our farming communities. Specifically, we're seeking a clear definition that allows for identification of which waters are relatively permanent and connected to traditional interstate navigable waterways and thus appropriate for a federal jurisdiction.
Schilling said the EPA is going to conduct listening sessions with various stakeholders, including farmers and ranchers, to see what changes need to be made.
Next, we anticipate EPA will issue a proposed rule that takes into account what the agency learned in those listening sessions. And then American Farm Bureau Federation and other interested parties will provide comments on that proposed rule to guide EPA in making any needed changes. And then finally, EPA will presumably issue a final rule.
For more information, visit fb.org/WOTUS. Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our Ag Matters Daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.